making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now this guy got to do his job and help us close the order.
One more, huh? What do you think? What do you think? Your boss, the owner, Mr. Kraft.
Tremendous.
You're
oh,
back
come
you're
on.
Well, he's not going. Hey, he's not going.
No. He knows lower right hand corner. Do not answer that question.
You're only going to hear that in one place. That's right here, because that interview with Robert Kraft and Josh McDaniels side by side in the same interview happened on this very show.
Well, what's lower right corner mean?
Paycheck, baby.
You sure? Isn't that a football square?
Means I'm the boss.
I don't know, Beetle. It's a Super Bowl. Maybe you have the lower right square.
How do you feel?
He knows lower right hand corner.
That's
and he told him, "Don't you answer that question."
That's a signature.
Do not answer that question, Josh. You don't have to say anything about me.
Well, he got a raise yesterday.
He sure did. Lower right-hand corner, signing away. Josh McDaniels told the Colts he was coming and taking their job, and then didn't. Few things here. Number one, it is glorious to watch anybody stick it to the Colts. Sorry, it just is.
Okay,
that's an enjoyable experience.
So is the hate between the Patriots and the Colts back on?
Oh, I hope so.
Because I thought that ended in August with Ballard being there, and they developed a relationship and traded Brissett for Dorsett.
Not anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, that just watching that part of it had me LOLing last night, literally laughing out loud. So
like, I was waiting.
I did my caca. No, I went. You've got to be kidding me.
I was waiting for the next hammer, though. Like, something else was coming down. You're like, oh, my God, please tell me Belichick's not stepping down.
Oh, that must even...
Didn't you think that?
I did one of those.
Didn't you think that with all the rumors that Bill was maybe going to step down?
That's exactly right.
It might still happen.
I got nervous as hell.
It could happen today for all we know.
This illustrates better than anything else. We don't know anything.
Yes,
we
right.
know. We know right. nothing. And the collective we, anyone outside of Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Bill Belichick, Josh, I mean, unless you are one of the connected parties with no degrees of separation, we know nothing. Nothing!
Yes. That is accurate.
It's good to have Hardy at the top.
It's good. Love that.
It's good.
Right out of the gate at 10:06.
We know nothing.
We got Hardy firing on all cylinders. We don't know a damn thing anymore.
No! Brilliant. We're going to figure it out.
Eventually. I'm just going to wait for everyone to tell us what's going on.
At the highest level, the Colts thought he was going there. Not just, you guys got tricked. No! The Colts put out the press release. They had the schedule, the press conference. They're ready to go. They announced it.
It
was announced. They did. They did multiple releases. Getting to know you. They had the whole like info packet that they tweeted out. Here's Josh McDaniels. Look at this guy.
What was the
Hardy? They hired three of his assistant coaches that he wanted.
Right.
Signed them to pen and paper. They still have jobs today.
Now tell me what happened.
They had contracts.
Oh my God.
And Josh McDaniels did not.
Oh my God.
Can they get fired by the new head coach and still get paid?
I mean, they might be able to negotiate an out where they say, guys,
compensation.
We're going to give you a little
something. Well, whoever they get as the head coach is going to want his own people, so it almost has to be.
Maybe he likes some of the guys who are there, out of those guys who are there. Yeah. Maybe. You never know. Right? Small coaching community. Everybody seems to know everybody.
I mean, you're already past the Super Bowl. You've got to pick one guy and go with it. You have no direction.
If you're any other team now, next year, the year after, do you even consider picking up the phone and inquiring about Josh McDaniels after this?
No, that's it.
So he can be the head. That wasn't even me.
Wow.
I don't know what it was.
That was Jim. Jim's raising his hand.
Is that a Pong song?
He took ownership of that. No, you don't. Josh McDaniels, for his future outside of New England,
non-existent,
made a horrible decision last night.
He can be the head coach of the Patriots, and that's it.
Professional decision.
Well.
And that might be the right decision for him personally.
Right.
Okay. Maybe he wants to coach the Patriots. Maybe he got so much money last night and has been promised so much more money in the future from the Patriots organization that professionally it's not going to matter. But in terms of his standing within the National Football League, it took a huge hit. His reputation took a really bad hit last night, and it's deserved. It's deserved when you do that. When you tell someone, you give someone your word, and you say, okay, let's drop the contract. I've agreed. You know, I'm giving you my word. And man to man, I've agreed to what we want to do here. And then you completely renege on it. Yeah, you deserve to get blasted for that. Indianapolis deserves and is rightfully pissed off today. They should be. They should be. Personally, I think it's hilarious because I hate the Colts. But I understand why the Colts are pissed about it. And they should be.
To sweeten his deal, what could they possibly give him that could match the money that the Colts were going to give him?
It's a guarantee you're here. Post bill.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the only thing.
I promise you're the next
head coach. Because he's got money.
Because they can't pay him anything close to what he would have been making as a head coach.
Well, I thought he made $20 million when he was out in Denver. And he's been around the league forever. So you got all your years accrued. You got all your money now.
You got John Gruden, who signed a $100 million contract.
And Josh was supposed to make somewhere near the $7 to $8 million per year. So he's probably looking at a 5-6 year deal at $8 million per.
Right.
He's going to
call
it
a soft $40 million. They can't pay him $40 million to be the offensive coordinator of the Patriots.
No, not that kind of money. I'm saying like you get $1.5 million raise for 2 years, and then you become the guy.
What was he making? $1 million or $2 million?
No,
more.
I think he was making $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah, $4-4.5 million.
Yeah, he's making really good money.
I thought I even heard 4.7.
He was an overpaid.
Yeah.
He was an overpaid coordinator.
Well, then maybe
he's now gotten a raise.
So it is close to what he would have been making as a head coach.
Not necessarily. Might
about
still be
$3 million
shy. Might be a couple of million dollars short of what he would have been making.
There are only two coordinators that made that type of money. The first one was Jason Garrett because Jerry didn't want to lose him when he went to the Baltimore interview. So he gave him a massive raise to be the head coach in waiting. And this is the same scenario here in New England.
Well, this gets into a conversation which I know that Beadle and I will fundamentally disagree on, and some other people will too. But I'd say there's not much difference between $6 million a year and $8 million a year. What can you buy with $8 million a year that you can't have with $6
million
a year?
Well, for someone who's making that kind of money, no, I think there's a difference, obviously. But I think if you're considering between two jobs and you're going to be, you think that long term you're going to be in a much better spot making the $6 million a year, then I understand why you would keep that job.
I understand it too. Even if it's $2 million less each year. Yeah, but you're making six.
Yeah, but if it's four years, it's a total of $8 million.
I'd be shocked though if he's going to make $6 million a year to be the OC.
But you got to factor in the guarantee. If it's 4 years at $8 million per versus four versus six, it's $8 million difference. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
And you know you're not getting fired here.
You got everything. You go to the Colts. Casario here.
You go to the Colts and it goes badly. You're out on the street again.
This guy from John Carroll.
And you're not going to go to your next OC job making the kind of money you were making here.
Cizo, you think it is a big money difference between the two?
I do.
So he had to have been promised the head coaching job when Belichick leaves.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't buy the part.
How
of
else
the
do
reporting.
You pull yourself off the entire NFL head coaching market forever, unless you're promised a head coaching job with the team you're going to stay with? That's it.
Right.
He's pulled himself off the market for head coaching jobs going forward. No one's going to go through this again. The Colts are screwed.
They have
no coach. They wanted him, or they wanted Vrabel, or they wanted... They're all gone.
They got nobody.
He screwed them over.
And this wasn't even the weirdest thing from yesterday. There were two guys having dinner at a certain restaurant. I thought that was strange.
Kraft and Belichick, have you confirmed that picture is real?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's do that during the break.
Looked pretty real to me.
I know it looked real, but when was it taken?
I saw
I don't mean was it photoshopped. When was it taken?
Well, see, that's a good point, because every time they have free agents come in, that's the first spot they go, head coach and owner.
Right. That could have been a picture that was sitting on somebody's phone from 8 months ago. That's why I ask, when was it taken?
Good
question. Not was it real, per se.
I can put a text in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. We got someone who can confirm that. Find out.
I thought I saw a confirmation last night.
Well, I can tell you that the
independent
agent...
Independent confirmation.
The agent for Josh McDaniels, Bob Lamont, is also the agent for Chris Ballard in Indianapolis. And Mike Garofalo reported this morning on NFL Network that the agent, Lamont, told McDaniels that he's making the biggest professional mistake of his career by backing out of the Colts job. That's what he told him. Something tells me Josh McDaniels might be shopping for a new agent after all this. So he's now here. Josh McDaniels, part of the Patriots going forward. That wasn't the only thing that happened yesterday. Malcolm Butler has spoken. We have heard from Malcolm Butler. We'll hit on that. We'll continue to hit on the McDaniels situation.
Jim Smith from Channel 4 confirmed it last night.
He did.
The dinner.
Okay, good.
Between Belichick and Robert Kraft.
All right, very good. The CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Schultz Law, has Boomer on the origin of the Eagles' Philly special trick play. Great.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
Cousins Butler.
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
I respect Malcolm's competitiveness, and I'm sure that he felt like he could have helped. I'm sure other players felt the same way, but in the end, we have to make the decisions that we feel are best for the football team, and that's what we did. That's what I did. That's really all I can say about it.
Bill Belichick on his conference call on Monday talking about Malcolm Butler, who yesterday took to Instagram to deny all of the reports about the ridiculous activities that have been reported. That's what he did. Saying, I never attended any concert, missed curfew, or participated in any of the ridiculous activities being reported. They are not only false, but hurtful to me and my family. Although I wish I could have contributed more to help my team win, I have to get ready for the next opportunity. Moving forward, I will do what I have always done to work hard and prepare for the next season to be the best I can be on and off the field.
You were on this yesterday. You said, boy, if this isn't true and these are unsubstantiated and these are rumors, you're making this guy look bad and this is the way he's going to be slandered on the way out. You said the agent or whoever represents him has to take it by the you-know-whats and tell the truth.
Yes.
And get it out there that this didn't happen. Tom Brady liked it, even put a comment to it.
Sure did.
Hightower did. So the fact that Brady's backing it as a captain, I think that means something.
Yeah, it strikes me as an endorsement of the statement made.
It is so, so hard for me to take this as a football decision. I've racked it 500 times in my head. I don't understand any matchup situation where you put a guy in a game that it wouldn't be better if Malcolm was one of the three corners in. Not one with four safeties. Say you go nickel and you put three corners out there. That Malcolm isn't one of your three best corners. Ever. On
Brady
a single
responded,
snap.
Love you, Malcolm. You are an incredible player and teammate and friend always. Exclamation points.
Game the truck.
That is
amazing guy.
You're an amazing guy. He's an amazing guy. And so that is what Tom Brady said below the post on Instagram. Wanted to let
type of guy
Butler know that he is A+.
Genuine as 10 out of 10.
It is shining through. Shining. Love you, Malcolm. You're an incredible player and teammate and friend always. That seemed to you like Tom Brady is endorsing and supporting that statement that he made, that this
yes.
was all nonsense?
That's Brady supporting it without saying, hey, this is exactly what happened and Malcolm's telling the truth. All you got to do is say, hey, I love you. You're a great
And
teammate.
Tom Brady's doing that to send a message. I'm
yep.
sorry.
Yes.
Tom Brady doing that publicly on Instagram is not Tom Brady having a conversation with a guy he obviously knows well. If I am going on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook and I'm saying something nice about Hardy or Jim or Zoe,
nice.
That's because I want other people to see
right.
it. Not because that's how I communicate with them. With the people you actually know, you can text them. You can pick up the phone. You can call them. You can see them in person.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell them nice things directly.
Nice.
But when you do it on social media, there's the, not only am I telling you, but I want other people to see it too. I want other people to know how I feel about you. Because that's how I do feel about you. I feel that way and I want other people to know it. I want to broadcast it.
You want else too? So Brady's part of the captain's group, right? They meet with coach once a week, and it's usually on a Friday or even Saturday morning. If Malcolm was late or was disciplined or missed something, the captains would have known about it. And Brady would not have responded the way he responded.
This is why I asked that question yesterday. If you're Tom Brady, how do you feel about the benching of Malcolm Butler? It must piss you off.
Gronk also liked the Instagram post. Too.
Thank you.
He didn't comment, but he liked it.
Another so
that's,
captain.
That's another one.
How about McCourty?
So
he's the
McCourty responded.
Wow. Cannon. Harmon. Cannon, Cooks, Ebner, Gronk, Hightower, Hollister. Oh, Cody Hollister, not Jacob. Brandon King, Harvey Longy, Deion Lewis, Shaq Mason, Landon Roberts, Eric Rowe, Vincent Valentine, Brady, Martellus Bennett, LeGarrette Blount, Jacoby Brissett, Philip Dorsett, Marquise Flowers, Jimmy Garoppolo, Rob Ninkovich, and James White.
That is a ridiculous list of players.
And there might be more. That was as of last night.
Gronkowski. And you said Hightower. Was Hightower one of them?
Yes.
Yeah, he was a captain.
We right? are.
So, okay, but you're talking about Hightower. You're talking about Gronkowski, Brady. You're talking about the cornerstone players on this team.
Your top three players.
Those aren't the 53rd man on the roster.
No, those are your top three players in that order.
Where's Edelman? Did Edelman weigh in yet? Did he like it?
Probably got a shirt off.
I have to recheck this morning.
Yeah, recheck and see if Edelman's in. Because if Edelman's in on it, holy hell.
He's out buying shirts.
And if you don't think that all of that is support of the player over the coach, I think you're crazy. Because that's how I view that. I view that as a locker room looking at this situation and look at that guy getting benched on Sunday after he played 98% of the snaps in the regular season and 100% of the snaps in the playoffs before the Super Bowl and saying, what the hell are we doing?
And what we're doing right here is we are talking ourselves into that this was a football decision and a football decision alone.
And they
which
are
is amazing.
Approving of his version of events, which is, I didn't get in trouble at the Super Bowl. Where did this come from?
This is what he told me at the postgame. Nothing happened. I don't know what happened. They just told me before the game I wouldn't start.
Which is why he told Mike Reese and Tommy Curran, they gave up on me. Which is what he said after that game on Sunday night. This team gave up on me, and he ain't talking about they. He's talking about Bill. Bill Belichick gave up on me and put me on the list, the long list of players that got into a contract dispute with the team and paid for it in some way, shape, or form by the end. That by the time I exited, I was paying for having gone to the negotiating table and holding my ground. Put me on the list with Deion Branch. Put me on the list with Richard Seymour. Put me on the list with Logan Ryan. Put me on that list because I was a guy that went to the table and said, I think I deserve more. And they said, hell no. And now we've got something against you. And we're going to stick it to you in the end. Just like everybody else. Welker, Branch, Seymour. It goes on and on and on.
What was last night? Tuesday night, right? Busy day at Davio's? Late night? Probably not.
At Davio's is always busy.
Yeah, I know they're busy, but I mean, you know, when you walk into Davio's, right on the left, there's a little small private room.
I love that little private room.
I know, and then you could sit probably like 5 to 10 people in there, do a nice little dinner. And then there's two bigger rooms in the back, both private. You could actually break those up into four private rooms.
Oh.
I just find it interesting that the head coach and the owner were sitting out in public at Davio's, sitting down and having a 2.5-hour dinner. It's like, we want to be seen. Like, you could have set it up to have dinner in those little private rooms. That's where they take the free agents and all the recruits. Guys they sign, take them right in there, right in that side door, right in and out. Interesting, they just walked in, table for two. I find it odd.
Yeah, no, it's not odd. It's kind of an old school thing. When you want people to know what you're doing without telling them, that's what you do. You go have drinks or dinner in a public place where people can see you. That, I mean, that's a long time practice. Still goes on.
It's like
obviously. Normally I would say stuff like that. Oh, come on. These guys are just having dinner. No. They think about stuff like this.
Yeah.
Absolutely you do. Absolutely, this type of thing gets
could have done at Robert's office, Bill's office. They
could have done
private,
it at one of their houses.
They got a private chef down there. Hey, send us up a dinner for two.
Right.
They could have
throw
called,
some steaks on
they could
deal.
Have called Davio's and had it delivered to the door.
Yes.
Trust me. They do that thing.
This is done intentionally.
They do that type of thing.
I believe you're right.
It's like when Sonny went and shot that guy, right? Or who the hell's the guy that shot the guy in The Godfather? Remember they were sitting there with the cop? And the one guy pat him down, he went to the bathroom, and the gun was in behind the toilet.
Well, that was Michael.
Michael
he
shot him.
Sitting
not
with,
Sonny.
He Sonny was sitting
popped.
With the Turks, Salazzo, and McCluskey, the police captain.
Kind of reminded me like that. I'm like, nobody go to the bathroom. Anybody go to the bathroom.
I just checked. Edelman didn't like it. It looks like those are the players that liked it.
Okay, so
maybe
I'll
add in Sebastian Vollmer.
Oh, throw him in
Jamie
the mix.
Collins. But Isaiah Thomas did comment, too. Isaiah Thomas commented, all love, bro.
Well, I don't care what Isaiah Thomas thinks.
Probably Isaiah, feels jaded, just like...
I mean, Isaiah, all due respect to Isaiah Thomas, but Isaiah Thomas isn't on the team.
There's Jim, the like, jaded one.
Isaiah Thomas wasn't in the locker room. He wasn't on the Super Bowl trip. I don't really care who else was liking it. That goes for LeGarrette Blount, too. You're on a different team.
That's his boy, though.
So what? He wasn't there in the team hotel.
Well, he liked it because it gave them a better chance to win, right?
Of course! I'd be liking it, too! Yeah! Yeah, you be upset, you. 617-779-0985. There's been so much going on. Developments with McDaniels bailing on the Colts and saying thanks but no thanks. And I don't think it was that cordial. He is now back in New England. Malcolm Butler has something to say, and it's being endorsed by a long list of Patriots teammates.
Can't wait to hear from Jim Irsay.
And then there's the future of Rob Gronkowski, which is still in doubt. And we'll probably find out more about that in the coming weeks. There's a rumor, though, about what he might be considering. We'll get to that coming up. Here's Hardy with the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Not long after the Colts announced Josh McDaniels as their new head coach yesterday, Josh said, "I'm not going." He will reportedly stay with the Patriots, still awaiting any official announcement from anybody. The Colts will have a press conference later this morning. Although, reportedly in the last 48 hours, Robert Kraft sat down and talked with Josh McDaniels and ended up, quote-unquote, sweetening his contract, according to Adam Schefter. Also yesterday, Malcolm Butler issued a statement saying he didn't miss curfew, didn't go to any concerts, didn't do anything that's being said he did after he was benched in a Super Bowl 52, ultimately in the loss to the Eagles on Sunday. Bruins beat the Red Wings 3-2 last night in Detroit. Coach Bruce Cassidy.
We played the right way for the most part. Good discipline and used our whole bench. And eventually, Crowley scores a big goal for us. Good for him. And just the way he scored it, in a good defensive posture, reloading. We're able to win a puck back, and all of a sudden he's a benefactor and scores a nice goal.
Tonight, the Bruins visit the Rangers. Brad Marchand will return. Celtics lost to the Raptors 111-91 last night. They're off until tomorrow night when they take on the Wizards. Headlines are brought to you by No Clue. No idea. Don't have it. Never did. Give me a clue, Jim. I'll say something nice about them. Pro Flowers.
No Clue? Is that a new business?
Sherry's Berries.
No Clue?
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. What do we got? Why don't you say it, Jim? Who are those headlines brought to you by?
Brought to you by ACP Facility Services, the official facility services provider and cleaning company of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to acpcleaning.com for a free on-site consultation.
That's really good, Jim, considering that big ball crap Hardy just did.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
Free the power professionals. Power your next project or your career with the trained electricians and technicians of IBEW Local 103. Visit the 103advantage.com.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm definitely going to look at my future, for sure. I'm going to sit down the next couple of weeks, reflect on the season. We fought all year long, all the receivers, running backs, linemen. I mean, we put all the work in together. So I'm just going to reflect on the season, proud of the boys, and just see what happens from here.
It's Rob Gronkowski after the game on Sunday night. And now, according to reports, Rob Gronkowski is considering leaving football because of all the other stuff he does. And I don't find this surprising at all when it comes to Rob Gronkowski. The report is, and rumor is, that Rob Gronkowski is considering leaving football. Eagle Tribune, Bill Burt, was told by a source that Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Sly Stallone have both talked to Gronkowski and have encouraged him, telling him that he could be an actor and be in movies.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, go watch Brian Bosworth act. Go watch that. What is Vet and his black jacket and his guns he carries? What's it going to be?
Dwayne
Drago? Dwayne back from the dead in Rocky 8?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Nice action figure. He's a great entertainer. But what he did before movies was not an actual thing. It was just more entertainment. It was just it was another way of doing movies.
Look behind you.
Essentially.
Doing wrestling.
Look behind you. You're part of the crew.
You've got to be a good actor, and you've got to be a good entertainer to be a wrestler. You've got to be the whole package be a wrestler.
Yes.
That was said negatively.
And he most certainly was.
That's a negative comment.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was an entertainer as a wrestler, and he extended that into movies by being an entertainer in a different venue.
Absolutely. One of the best promos the wrestling world has ever seen.
Rob Gronkowski is not an entertainer.
No, but you train him at the WWE Performance Center 12 months. He can main event to WrestleMania and then go from there.
I'm with you. I'm with Jimmy on this.
So you think he would leave
WrestleMania?
You think he would leave football? And Jimmy, how much do these guys make? Can Rob Gronkowski make more as a wrestler than he does as a tight end for the Patriots?
I bet he would get a base salary of $1 million and could make as much as $10 million being a wrestler.
Yeah, now
per year.
The money out of the gate would not be the same. But he could also be a wrestler for 10 years.
Gave Ronda Rousey $5 million.
Here's the deal. Rob Gronkowski has told us before he has not spent a dime of his football career earnings.
And they stole it all yesterday.
He has excellent. No, did you see that his bedroom was locked? They didn't get into his room?
So they got into his house.
Decoded. Where is your emergency?
Hello, this isn't an emergency. This is Rob Gronkowski calling, and while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
Wow.
Not an emergency.
His bedroom had a lock on it, and the thieves did not get into his bedroom, but they got to the roommates' bedrooms, and they robbed those guys, including, I'm guessing, Goon.
Goon.
I'm guessing they got into Goon's room.
I love one name, people.
Goon.
Goon. Hardy.
Beagle.
So, back to this point. Rob Gronkowski has not spent any of his football money. So even, you know, with that being the case, he's got a lot of money in the bank, and he's probably set for a long time, monetarily speaking, right?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the list of the yearly cash that has been spent on Rob Gronkowski. And I don't know, it's in the range of like $40 million. So he's got money. He's got a lot of money in the bank. He's got endorsement deals that are very good. Dunkin' Donuts, big time endorsement deal.
He was very good in those commercials.
The Monster endorsement is a huge endorsement that he does. He's got other products that he's been involved in, like his horrible heavy football.
Me and you, summertime.
But he's a good pitch man. He's a good endorser. Mm. People universally love the guy. And he's done a little bit of the acting stuff, too. He's a character. I think that he has maybe not the future that he has in football for the next few years, but he definitely has a job, and he's definitely still employed, and he's still making a lot of money for the average person. He might be able to step away from football and make $3 or $4 million a year out of the gate doing things that have nothing to do with football. And that has to be enticing if he doesn't feel great. If his body is breaking down on him and he wants to save himself and he's got family members that are saying, Rob, you should consider giving this up. We want you to live for a long time. And you've got big time actors who are saying, Rob, you could get into this. We think you could do it. We think you could get better at it. This could be a possibility for you. He's got other stuff he could do. And I buy this. Jim and I had a conversation about this the other day on Monday before all of this had come out and really was blown up as a report. I buy it. I believe it.
What is it, Zoe? Zoe's had his hand raised for the last 2 minutes.
You could call Brendan Fraser and tell him you're all set. We have the new guy that's going to play in Encino Man 2.
There you go. That's what you had your hand.
That's what you were waiting for.
But really, you're going to act? What is he going to act?
I would just.
There's no charisma.
I envy guys like Rob Gronkowski or anybody who plays a game where the outcome is not predetermined, who get to do something real for a living.
But like The Rock can act.
And I am envious and I am in admiration of like home builders or doctors, anybody that does something real. What we do is fake. This is nonsense. We sit around, we talk about sports.
It's right? real sports though.
No, we talk about what other people do.
Right.
Okay? Every once in a while we get to create something that's an original or creative thing, and that feels good.
Rarely.
But for the most part, right? We're talking about what other people do. Rob Gronkowski is one of the people that we talk about because he does something. Gets out on the field and he plays in a game. Still a game, and I'm not saying it's important. It's not like lives are at stake, but it is it's an actual event that brings people together, and you talk about for weeks on end leading up to it and for afterward, and you're a part of something bigger than yourself. You're going to give that up to go do wrestling or just be another actor? You can play this game for a couple few more years and retire from it as the greatest tight end to ever play the game of football, the biggest sport in this country. And you're going to walk away from it prematurely so that you can go put on tights and run around a wrestling ring and be in crap movies? There's no way Rob Gronkowski, right out of the gate, is going to have a big part in a good movie. Can we all agree that the odds are way, way stacked against him on that? Is that possible?
You're selling him short.
That Rob Gronkowski is going to be a good actor in a good movie? Does anybody feel that way? No. Why would you leave something that it has that, even just the tiniest bit of substance to it to go do other things that have zero substance?
Because if the only thing keeping you from retiring is the fear that you won't have anything to do with yourself once you give it up, then this is why you would do it. You wouldn't retire because that's the option. You would retire because you don't feel like you want to do it anymore. And the only thing that would keep you going back is your fear that there's nothing on the other side. If there's the elimination of the fear that there's not something on the other side, and now there is something on the other side, you have more confidence in making the decision. That's all. He's not going to say, oh, I want to give up football because I want to do acting instead. No, it doesn't go like that.
Yeah, but he's done
he wants to give up football because he wants to give up football.
They've been selling the brands.
You
can blame the brand, too.
What about Rob Gronkowski says he doesn't like playing football?
What about it?
Yeah, what about him?
No, it's not about liking playing football. He loves
football.
It's about
losing his fire.
It's about his body. It's about the work that he had to put in this year to remain on the field. It's about the desire to keep going and waking up every day feeling like however he's feeling right now. That's what it's about. It's not about his love of football. Everybody gives it up at some point. Did Barry Sanders love football? Of course he did.
I don't know.
He didn't
love playing football for the Lions. We know that.
Well, he lost his desire. When Gronk
well, they wouldn't get him a quarterback. Yeah. And they wouldn't give him a quarterback coach. They didn't have any other facet
Maybe
to the
that's
game.
A bad example.
They keyed in on the running game.
I use that because
year
it's a
after
Lion.
Year after
I knew
year.
I could get
so the greatest running back of all time could not succeed. The cards stacked against you by ownership and coaches. You want to go down that road?
I got another report here related to the Patriots coaching situation. Just
Uh-oh.
Dropped.
I don't know.
Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports. Greg Schiano tells him that he is staying at Ohio State, contrary to reports that he was leaving to join the Patriots. So,
good.
Greg Schiano remaining at Ohio State. Greg Schiano will not be joining the Patriots coaching staff. That from Fox Sports and Bruce Feldman, who's pretty plugged in the college football scene.
And so, I don't say that it's good because I didn't want him. If he comes here, he ends up being assistant head coach, and I think Flores would be elevated to defensive coordinator, and that means Bill would be out of here quicker than you think. The fact Greg is not coming here means Bill will be here longer.
617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your thoughts on all this today. A lot of things happening. We'll do that next.
So, at the Beatle 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Valentine's Day. Guess what day it is? February 14th. That means it's next week. Do what I did and do what a lot of guys have done in past years. And don't screw it up. Don't wait till the last minute and go buy that heart-shaped box of chocolates or buy the cheap flowers from the food store. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Get to 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS right now, and they got a great deal going on. Maybe you like the classic two-stemmed or long-stemmed two-dozen roses, or maybe you like a floral assortment. Maybe you're like Jim. You like multicolors. Maybe you like a plant. You have options.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah. About.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine 800-585. Let's go to Tony in Dedham. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling to talk about Josh McDaniels as far as him being a coach, and I'm going to say about maybe 3 years. That's the reason why he didn't take the coach job. I believe Bill Belichick told him that he had a near future of being a head coach, and I believe he will be.
Okay, I don't think that's a conversation that would have happened between McDaniels and Belichick. Belichick doesn't choose the next head coach.
It's probably one that went to dinner last night.
Who?
Bill and Robert.
To do what?
To talk about the next head coach. A realistic timeline to my end. Come on. We've been through all these Super Bowls. How much longer do you really want to do this? Just give me a number. I said at least two. Should I then try to attempt to retain Josh? I would. I think that's how it went. I had some wine.
The dinner happened after Josh bailed on Indy.
Do you believe the reports that McDaniels was less likely to come back if Belichick was leaving?
No, not for a second.
Because there are multiple reports saying that.
I don't buy it.
There's a ton of reports saying that he didn't want to follow Bill. And I've talked to people that said he didn't want to follow Bill.
Great. So then why would he come back as the offensive coordinator and blow up his chances to go to other jobs and be a head coach in the National Football League? Because as we've discussed already this morning, there ain't 31 other teams looking to call Josh McDaniels the next time they need a head coach.
Is there any news
They're
on Luck?
They're not calling this guy anymore.
Well, Caserio would.
When's the last time we had any news on Andrew Luck?
If Caserio left, you're saying?
He would. He would have to convince the owner, but he would hire him.
Okay, but he's not somewhere else yet. He's still here.
Pioli might hire him. Once again, he'd have to convince the owner, though.
But those are really limiting your options.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. I'm just saying it's not none. It's a little bit, but it's not none.
It's not this year where every team on the list that had head coaching vacancies was willing to talk to Josh McDaniels and would be very interested in hiring him. That ain't happening again. That's over. Josh McDaniels just ruined that. So if he was going to ruin his chances of being a head coach in the near future again, he did it. Why? Because we're supposed to believe that his family situation? No. I mean, that's another load of crap. The family kept him here. It's his family situation.
Little kids.
Yeah, no. No. No.
That's not a load of crap.
I put a little bit of stock in that one.
I put none into
Four
it.
Four kids.
Zero.
They're in a... Love their life here in a great town, all that stuff.
You didn't know
stuff.
This 3 weeks ago when you told the Colts you were taking the job? The family situation wasn't a situation
If
then.
You start second-guessing yourself, it's a factor. It absolutely is a factor. It can help him make up his mind to change his mind.
He told the Colts yesterday that he was flying to Indianapolis. What helped him with the family situation? Talking for more money with the Crafts?
Maybe his kid cried.
He knew the family situation a month ago. He knew the family situation yesterday when he told the Colts that he was coming out there. He was flying out on Wednesday.
You talked this over with your family before you even
So yesterday afternoon was the tipping point for the family situation?
No.
Come on.
No,
money's close.
No. You guys
money's
are buying
close.
That.
Nonsense. Beetle, there's a number. Everyone's got
Bull
a number.
Crap.
Everyone's got a number.
No,
listen.
I know everybody's got a number, but before you take an interview for a head coach in the National Football League, one of 32 jobs, you talk it over with your wife and family. Like, there's a chance we can move to Indy. Are you okay with that? Before the interview.
You talked about that a month ago. Months. And you made a decision on that as a family a month ago.
What if they said it was a financial decision? Listen, the money's going to be too good. If he's getting $7 or $8 million a year, maybe they said, you know what? All the family stuff, the money is going to make it worth it. And if the Kraft stepped up
again,
and came...
You're talking about a money situation, not your family situation.
No, I'm saying there's a family situation up to a certain point. Everybody has a price. Everybody. I don't care who you are.
But what about
has a
mental
price.
Health? He's not the head coach.
But what
here.
I'm saying is if the money is close enough... To say everything else, I want to stay in New England for every other reason except for the money. And if the money comes in, there's no reason to leave.
But what if Robert Kraft
said, family's
I
a part
you,
of that. That's
I
not just a money decision.
I want to make you the highest coordinator ever in the league, and I will keep you there. And until somebody else makes it, then I'm going to continue to bump you up.
I'm willing to piss off my family, but only for the right dollar amount. Well, then it's really about the dollar amount and not about your family.
No, what if the whole family made the decision? If the whole family said, you know what? That's just too much money.
Kids. I'm looking at
it's just too much money.
How old are his kids? Like, they're little.
Yeah, little kids.
No,
yeah,
it's the wife. It's him and the wife. That's the family.
Well, his dad and his mom are around a lot. They travel a lot from Ohio.
You know when people use family? When they need an excuse. When they need to make something up to make themselves look better. They use their family as a prop. People do that. all the time. Oh, it's a family thing. You know why? Because there's too many saps out there that say, oh, he said it's related to his family, so I can't criticize that. I can't talk about the man's family. No, stop it.
That's why
I'm not
Saban
dumb
quit.
Enough to believe you when you tell me that when you got a big raise yesterday in New England, that it was all about your family. You liar. That's nonsense. Oh, it's all about my family, because I didn't talk to my family for the last month while I took the job, interviewed for the job, and then agreed yesterday to go there, and then I went to the stadium to clean out my office. But yesterday afternoon, my family got in the way.
It does get in the way.
Please.
You hate your family.
Please. No.
Peter, you're heartless. You are heartless.
No. I'm not heartless. I'm just not dumb enough to fall for it. I'm not dumb enough to fall for that act. Too many people use that crap. They throw their family in there
Nick
to get
Saban
the heat off of them.
Nick Saban
because
did it
yesterday,
down
Josh McDaniels made a horrible professional decision, and he embarrassed himself to a lot of people in the National Football League and made himself look really bad.
Strong
and you know
word.
What? He's got to take the heat for that, and he's got to deal with it. If it's the best thing for him and he feels good going to bed last night, then good for him. All the power to him. But I don't have to sit here and buy his story.
No, you don't
have to. Give me a break.
You don't have to buy it as the only reason, but it was either Zoe or Jim who said, everybody's got a number. So it's like, okay, do you want to move to Indianapolis? No. We're going to make $8 million a year, guaranteed for 5 years. We're going to have $40 million, and we are going to be set for us and the kids for the rest of our lives. Right now, I'm not making FU money. You and I both know that, honey. But if we move all of us, all six of us, four kids who are about, I don't know what ages they
if
are.
If you're really but as all they get, about doing as they what's get, best for your family, the money's not a factor.
It is a factor.
You either
it's
put
totally
your family first or the money first. One of the two.
You can have a life here in Westwood or wherever he lives, and you can have Indianapolis with that kind of money. Fine, we can maintain.
House.
We can do. We can
get
do
a
couple of things. Oh, wait a second. Something's changed. What changed? Well, now I can make close to that money here in New England, and we can stay here indefinitely because I'm going to get the head coaching job once Bill retires. Can we do that instead, please? Yes, we can. Yep. Now, if you say it's only about family and that's the only reason, I agree. Full of crap. But you can't say it has nothing to do with it because as those kids get older, that's a lot tougher conversation to have. When they're tiny, you move them anywhere. They don't know where they are anyway.
Put food in their mouth.
Well, seriously, they don't know. You know what? They're friends with their other 3-year-olds. You're not even going to remember those kids when they get to be older. That becomes more of a conversation, and you got to factor that in. Now he was willing to set that aside for a certain dollar amount in Indianapolis, but if they sweeten his deal, I think they're all connected. It's not the main reason. It's not the number one reason, but it's part of the reason. And I understand you not wanting to swallow it all because they put it out there.
You know
it's
what
like
too?
Thing,
Real
but
quick.
Beetle, it's at least part of it.
Hardy has our headlines. Chris Ballard is going to speak in Indianapolis momentarily, and we will hear from him live.